Okay, we're going to go back to the State Capture Commission again, Ntukwana Ngatane. We're going to give that another go. We struggled to get through to her on that line a little bit earlier. Ntukwana, thanks for coming back on again. So give us a summary of what have we been hearing at the commission today and what is it about?
Well, so the year is around 2013 and Transnet embarks on a project to expand its rail capacity to carry from 5 million tons of manganese from the Northern Cape to the Eastern Cape and the Western Cape, or at least to the port. And so it embarks on this project, and it wants to contract, companies that will build the expansion. At the same time, then-President Jacob Zuma announces that government, and I suppose state-owned entities, will have to ensure that at least 30% of their contracts go towards supplier development. So a company called Hatch Global is then identified as one of those maybe contracted to do this work for Transnet. However, then it gets surprised to find out that, first of all, Transnet wants it to subcontract to supply development 50% of the work. So for them, this is, not comfortable because they realize that indemnity for them is at 100%, so how can they subcontract 50% of the work? Put that aside, Mandy. Then the project manager for Hatch Global, and that is Hank Bester, who's testifying at the State Capture Commission, let's get a call from Mayman Pariachi, who says, we would like to see you, and he comes with Dave Reddy, and they tell him that they have been sent by number one, Mandy, and number one wants Hatch Global to give that component, that supply of development component, to their companies. So a process then starts unfolding where, first of all, they get a memorandum of understanding that they don't understand. They send it to Transnet. Transnet, first of all, says, we don't understand why it is that they would come to you. But then they find out that actually CFO Anuj Singh had handpicked these two companies. And these two companies say, well, what we're going to do is we're going to bring in engineers from India to do this work. And again, Hatch Global is unhappy. But of course, they find that they are being held ransom because if they don't sign the MOU, the contract is not being awarded. So again, Mandy, very startling testimony coming out of this.
As has been every day over the past couple of weeks. And Ntukwana Ngatane, EWN reporter, giving us a wrap there of what's been happening at the Zondo Commission.